You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, feeling so good on this Wednesday. It's back to work day, as you know.
Hump day!
Yeah, Wilhelm and I. Yeah, might be, but boy, it's hard work day. It's the day that you've looked at coaches, looked at a game plan on Tuesday, looked at exactly what they're going to implement coming up, and then when the players get back on Wednesday, let's grind for the next two big practice days, and that's what the Browns are doing. They're on the practice field right now. You heard from Mike Pettine earlier on. We've got you until 3 o'clock right here on ESPN Cleveland. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm. Let's go. You guys have been blowing it up on hashtag Mailbag Wednesday, so let's get to as many as we can in the time we have left. Producer Matt Fontana, let's go, man. What do you have?
All right, guys, Adam checks in, and he's sounding pretty confident. He goes, in theory, we should beat the Jags pretty handily, but he says one aspect of the game that you guys expect us to completely dominate in.
The run game. I believe that the Browns are going to be able to, as they have done against, we just saw it against Pittsburgh. You know what? Brian Hoyer threw 17 passes the other day. Matt, I got to tell you, if everything goes according to Hoyle and this football team runs the football with the kind of the strength, tenacity that I think they're going to go into this football game looking to do, Hoyer might not throw it 20 times in this one either.
I think you're right about that. And again, only because they are in front of me, I will give a statistical breakdown. Okay, the Jacksonville Jaguars are rushing for 69.5 yards per game while giving up almost 120 yards on the ground. So you want to talk about where we should dominate? Up front. I expect big days from Tate and Crowell. I expect big days from that shuffling defensive line, as well as Dansby, Robertson, and Kirksey.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that they do well is they get after the quarterback. They've got 19 sacks. You know, they're 0-6, but now think about that. So they're getting the quarterback on the ground three times per game. So they do that, and that's what Mike Pettine was talking about today. He sees some things scheme-wise on with that defensive 11, and, of course, you know, I think it's Bobby Babich's dad.
It is.
Here in the Browns staff. Bob
yes.
Babich's dad
yep.
is the D.C.
Bob Babich is the dad.
Bob Babich the dad.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
But, the D.C. Bobby on this football team. So, I mean, again, they've shown the ability to get after the quarterback. Now, they almost give up 290 yards through the air, but they have put heat on and pressured quarterbacks in their first six.
I agree. And like I said, that's where the domination comes. And what I wouldn't be surprised to us seeing, and we saw a lot of that in the Steeler game because we expected Dick LeBeau's diverse blitz schemes, is multiple tight ends, two tight end sets, three tight end sets, where we can run and also, too, as we saw in the Steeler game, throw the football creatively down the field as well.
Yep. Hashtag Mailbag Wednesday on Twitter at Browns_Daily. Matt, what else?
This one comes from Patrick. He asks, has Terrence West solidified his spot as the third option at running back due to his attitude?
I wouldn't say solidified his spot. Look, here's the thing. Again, as Mike Pettine has said, and then again, it was kind of a – but I love the fact that the head coach explains it this way. He spoke to you, Browns Nation fans, last week when he said, you are just looking at – what a running back does with the football in his hands, mostly on Sunday. We as coaches get that, but you have to understand, our grading system, our grading scale is every rep the guy takes, and maybe more specifically when he does not have the football. What is he doing assignment-wise? How is he fulfilling our need for what he needs to do on that particular play when he doesn't have the football? Those are the things they wanted to get through to Terrence West. They felt he was half-stepping a little bit. And, Matty, I think, too, that maybe I got a feeling we're detecting maybe a sense of early entitlement about Terrence West that they wanted to get squared away.
There's no question about that. And to be very broad about that whole situation and not just single out Terrence West, what we have to love is that we have those three backs that we can call on. That means Ray Farmer made great judgment about a free agent signing and a draft pick and an undrafted free agent to bring them in here, but more so than anything, to compete. We have competitors. Terrence West is angry and sat out a football game because he was hungry and he felt slighted. Now it is his opportunity to go out and practice like a professional and earn back an active roster spot and also two carries in that backfield.
Yeah, well, and see, we're going to find out. And again, a lot of it is going to start today for him. If you remember, John Hughes was a little perplexed why he was inactive and against Tennessee. John Hughes was terrific the other day. Without John Hughes, I mean, he was at the – and not just on his sack and the ball he deflected that screen intercepted. John Hughes was getting a push. Watch the all – he was getting a push all day long and pushing the center and the old guard back into Ben Roethlisberger. He played excellent football the other day.
He definitely did. He was one of my key defensive linemen that played his best football game thus far this season. I think his only football game this season. So he was excited to be up, and he's a guy that might have had that chip and that question mark in his head, but he didn't let it loom into his play. He showed why, and now more so than ever, with that shakeup in the defensive line, that he deserves to be up, and he deserves to be a starter on this defense week in, week out.
Yeah, no, it's going to be intriguing. And again, now depth defensively, as we know, is going to be at a premium coming up because of the injuries and some of the injuries that have set back this Browns defensive group. Matt, we're going to have to leave it right here for today, but we'll do it again tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock. Yeah, we'll pick it right back up. I'll be here tomorrow with Matt. Nathan Zagura will join us tomorrow about 2 o'clock. So we'll pick this thing right back up, and that's where you come in. Hope to see and look at all of you right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. Now for Matt Wilhelm, our producer Matt Fontana, for Nathan Zagura, for Scott Petrak, hope all of you enjoyed it. I'm Michael Regai. Great to have you in touch. Let's do it again, Browns Nation, tomorrow. Coming up next, Golden Boys, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland, Ohio. See you tomorrow, everybody. Till then, so long.